Lisa. Well, welcome everyone to this April 18th, 2011 meeting of the Senate Committee on Business, Transportation, and Economic Development. Tonight's primary purpose is to have a public hearing on Senate Bill 845. We have this room for 2 hours as well as some adjoining rooms, so we're going to try to move through as fast as we can, give everybody a chance to comment. We won't obviously be able to get everybody, but we'll get as many as we can. And we'll ask that those who don't get a chance to comment tonight, we have an internet site that's listed on the pieces of paper outside. You're welcome. We'll keep the record open. You're welcome to send us your comments on that, as well as you're also always welcome to phone our offices or send us correspondence if you'd like to do that. So we want to hear from everybody. Unfortunately, I think we won't be able to get everybody. We're going to start out, and we're using a clock, and I'm asking everybody to confine their testimony to 2 minutes. If you have written testimony, I would appreciate it if you would just turn that in and summarize it so that we can get as many people as we can. And we're going to try, to the extent we can, we're going to try to go back and forth between supporters and opponents of the bill, as you've indicated when you signed in, to try and keep it in fair. All right, we're going to start off. We'll do that at the end. Okay, so formally, let me open the public hearing on Senate Bill 845, and I'll start out with the legislators who are here.
Excuse me, have the interpreter up and read the names of invited people down.
You'd like to do that first?
Not anymore.
Okay, let's do these, and then we'll come up and have you read the names. Thank you very much. Welcome. Senator Shields, you want to kick it off?
Certainly. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Chip Shields. I represent North and Northeast Portland in the Oregon State Senate District 22. I appreciate the chair hearing this today. The reason I'm here to tee this off is to simply say to you this, that Senate Bill 845 is all about public safety. And I say to you this, that I'd rather have people driving here licensed and insured on the street with me than not. Immigrants do not come to this country to get driver's licenses. I don't believe that they leave because they're ineligible. Undocumented workers continue to drive, and unless the laws change, they will not be tested to ensure they know the rules of the road. It's a fact that unlicensed drivers are unlikely or virtually unable at all to obtain auto insurance. So I say to you this, is all about public safety, and I'd rather have people driving on the road who are licensed and insured. Senate Bill 845 is an area of contention in this building. But my last comment that I would like to make is that this session really is all about common ground. And while the opponents of Senate Bill 845 and I may not agree on driver's licenses, I think we do have common ground in that we agree about some of the reasons why people are coming to this country in the first place. And our trade policies that send jobs overseas and make it more difficult for people to make a living in their home countries is an area of common ground that the opponents of this bill and I can find. We need to send a message to the Obama administration that we need to adjust our trade policy to keep more jobs here and to allow people to make a living in their home countries. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator. Representative Kotek.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Tina Kotek, State Representative, House District 44. Thank you for having this public hearing tonight. You have a copy of my written testimony. I just have a few points to make. Like you, I've received many emails about Senate Bill 845, many of whom really want this bill to pass. And the crowds that are here today really testify to the importance of the issue and the effect on many people's lives. In 2008, Senate Bill 1080 linked Oregon's standards for a driver's license to the anticipated federal real ID requirement by adding proof of legal presence in applications for a driver's license. I voted against the bill. We made a mistake. We need to correct that. That's what Senate Bill 845 is about, to provide an alternative driver's license for the purpose of driving privileges. Like Senator Shields, I believe this is a safety issue. We need to make sure that drivers are certified and they have the ability to purchase auto insurance. That is the primary reason we have this bill. As you see in the bill, it does create, it states very clearly that this license, if created, would state on it, it is only for driving privileges. It allows the individuals who need to use this to purchase car insurance to drive safely. And this is for folks who either choose to or do not have the documentation to provide that legal presence identification they need for the other driver's license. And we believe this could be used by a whole host of Oregonians. There's also the bill requires that police officers cannot use this type of driver's license as a reason to pull someone over. And we think that's also important to allow folks who have this license to be able to use it without fear of retribution. Colleagues, I think this is an important bill. It's the right thing to do, and we need to pass it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Cannon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Committee members, for the record, State Representative Ben Cannon, House District 46. I'm also with Senator Shields, one of the legislative appointees to the Oregon Commission on Hispanic Affairs, which helped originate this legislation. No matter our political perspective, I think we can agree that our immigration system in this country is broken. This bill doesn't attempt to fix it. So let's talk about this bill. Representative Kotek mentioned Senate Bill 1080. How did we get here? Well, I think we have a natural desire as legislators to make laws in the abstract. It's easier. I'm drawn into this tendency. We have a good idea. It works on paper. We try to pass it. But as we all know, the real world is complex. It doesn't lend itself well to simple answers. Senate Bill 1080 was an overly simple answer to a very complex problem. We made our driver's license more secure, but we made our roads less safe. Senate Bill 845, this bill, looks at the world as it is, not as the way we might want it to be. I'm very grateful for the committee beginning this conversation today. I understand that this is likely to be a longer-term project. I hope that you will listen to the folks who come behind us with a very open mind and heart. These people are our neighbors. They are our constituents. They harvest our food. They run small businesses. They clean homes and buildings. They pay taxes to support services. I hope that you'll take good note of what we hear today and that this conversation can continue.
Thank you, Representatives. I see two more representatives. Did you gentlemen wish to comment?
Thank you.
Representative Hart.
Thank you, Chair. Nice to be here. Committee members, happy to see you. For the record, my name is Chris Harker. I am currently the representative from House District 34, which is Beaverton and Cedar Hills. My name is not on this bill, so you might wonder why I am here testifying about a bill not likely to pass both chambers this session. And I'll tell you I'm here because one of my good friends publicly begged me to do something about this. Some of my colleagues know that I lived in Mexico for 3 years as a kid, and for that reason I speak decent Spanish. For that reason, I have an awful lot of friends, some of whom work in food stores, etc., and who came to this country from Mexico and Central America. I ran into one of them in a store in January, and after chatting in Spanish for a while, she started pointing her finger at me and saying, "Please, do something about this driver's license issue. You have no idea of the impact it is having on our community." Now, my friend is a citizen. She's a licensed driver. It's not a particular issue for her, but for her friends and the parents of her children's friends, it is a safety issue and an issue of putting food on the children's plates. So I'm here after telling her that I would do my best to do something about it, because it matters to me and my friends. It matters to the folks in my district, and it matters to the hundreds of people. While this room isn't full, there are several rooms this size that are overflowing. I don't have to convince you of the importance of transportation. The existence of this committee testifies to that. I didn't realize I was going to have just 2 minutes, so I'll try to wrap up very briefly, but at the risk of sounding melodramatic, this bill speaks to the core of our country, our values as Americans. We're a nation built by and for immigrants, and I would urge you strongly to help us find a way forward so that we can help the people directly impacted by this and those of us who are not directly but certainly really impacted by it.
Thank you, Representative. We appreciate it. And if you have written comments, we will put those into the record.
I will get them to you. Thank you, sir.
Okay, now, please.
Chair Fire, the Spanish interpreter's name is Michael Traffis, Rebecca Velasquez, Marisol Nolasco, Wendy Underwood, Alma Torres, Ricardo Escobedo Barraza, Cecilia Gwynn, whose phone number is 503-290-9323, Eduardo Corona, Josh Roscoe, Chase Warwick, Jennifer Munoz, Julia Hayes, Cadence Powers, Laura Ersig, Kevin Finney, Galileo Sandoval.
And the people whose names that have been read, if they're not already in the room, you're invited to come into the room so you're available to testify. Okay?
So
we're going to do this in panels of three. So the first, and pardon me if I mispronounce your names, Ron Louis, Grace Galados, and Miguel Vargas. If you come up, please.
She may not be here, so she doesn't
okay.
come up.
Is Miguel here?
Yes.
Miguel. Oh, here. Okay. So who am I missing?
Grace.
Is Grace?
Huh? Ron Louis here.
Go down here.
Okay, so we'll go down to Barbara Gino?
Gio.
Gio, thank you. Gio. Go ahead, and I'll remind you that we're going to keep it to 2 minutes so we can get as many people as we can in.
Thank you, Senator. Chief Ron Louis, retired police chief, and the reason I'm here today, Senator, thank you for inviting me an opportunity to speak. And you will hear that probably the consistent theme, those in support of 845, on public safety. I'm here after 33 years in public safety. 20 of those years, chief of police of Astoria and of Hillsborough, retiring just 2.5 years ago. My comments are in writing. So to summarize, since I've been before committees before, although I have to admit I'm not being paid right now. Something different.
We barely are. You
know, the data is going to be the same, and you're going to hear it a lot. It's public safety. I'm in public safety. I'm now adjunct professor of criminal justice at Portland State and Portland Community College. Here's the bottom line. Whenever we put together public policy with the unintended consequences of making, in this case, our roads less safe, then I think we have to revisit that, and that's what we're doing with 845. Just to summarize, the issue that we have is that the unintended consequences is that we are having more drivers on the road unable to have the driver's skill test because of Real ID Act and all the other consequences to that. When I travel to other parts of the world, my driver's license allows me to rent a car. That's all it does. What I'm asking here in support of 845 and as a professional for many years in public safety is that this is going to enhance public safety. And I'm sad to say that when we took a look at this a few years ago, we were looking at Real ID and immigration issues. And, of course, we should not be tying this to our federal responsibilities. Thank you.
Miguel. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Miguel Vargas. Hi, Chair Bayer and members of the committee. I'm here to support Senate Bill 845. I'm going to speak for my own experience and for my personal experience how it will affect me and when my license expires. I'm married. I have 3 kids. I work to support my family every day. I have 2 kids with special needs, autism. My wife have to stay home every day to watch for them and have to drive them all around for appointments and speech therapies and all the therapies they need. So she takes care of my kids, and it will be a big problem for me and my wife if we got pulled over, and it would be a big shock to my kids if we don't have a license and the police have to do something for it. So I'm sure it would be a big problem for them. So this bill is important for me because it will help me, me and my family, to continue on and on with my kids, to drive them around and give them what they need. Please support this State Bill 845. Thank you.
Thank you, Miguel.
My name is Barbara Guillen. I'm a board member of CAUSA, which is an Oregon and statewide immigrants' rights coalition and one of the largest Hispanic advocacy organizations in the Pacific Northwest. I also practice immigration, criminal, and personal injury law. Actually, last week I sent each one of you a hand-delivered letter that I wrote on my own behalf to have you look into this issue. CAUSA urges the passage of Senate Bill 845 to address the unintended consequences of the driver's license restrictions passed by the legislature in 2008. We estimate that at least 30,000 undocumented immigrants have already been impacted by the 2008 law, and that as many as 80,000 will be impacted by the end of 2015 as their licenses continue to expire. This has a huge public safety and economic implications for Oregon. I'm going to skip what I wrote and just talk to you from my heart, because there's a lot of emotion in this room, and to me, it's not only an immigration issue, but it's a human right issue. And when people drive out there right now, as an immigration attorney, I'm letting you know that officers are stopping folks for minor violations, and because they don't have a driver's license to identify them, they're arresting them and taking them to the jails. And that's a cost to all of us as Oregonians. Cost to the jails, cost of money not coming into DMV for safety and roads, cost to folks not working and driving as they need to. So this is not just an emotional issue, which I addressed in my letter, but also a financial issue during times of economic crisis. So I urge you to look at Senate Bill and really pass this, if not only for the emotional purposes, but also for the economic purposes.
Thank you very much. And the next panel then, we'll switch to opposition, is Jim Ludwig, Cynthia Kendall, and David Cross. And again, if you have written testimony, we will put that into the record, so if you just summarize it, that'd be great. Whoever wants to start.
Chair Beyer, members of the committee, my name is Jim Ludwig. I'm here on behalf of Oregonians for Immigration Reform in opposition to Senate Bill 845. On February 4th, 2008, the Governor Kulongowski's executive order went into effect, ending the practice of giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens. On that day, February 4th, 2008, there was a 90% reduction in the number of inter-office fraud reports at DMV offices. An inter-office fraud report is a report where someone's tried to get a driver's license at one DMV, was turned down, and went to another. That 90% reduction has remained in force. The bill is working. Contrast that with Tennessee. In Tennessee, it was the first state to give a driving privilege card to illegal aliens. They were the first state to quit doing it. In 2004, they initiated it. 2006, they ended it because the FBI found out that drug cartels from Central America and Mexico were flying people into Tennessee to get driving privilege cards. A number of DMV officials were arrested, went to jail. Why in the world would Oregon want to start down that path? The most important document a drug dealer has is a driving license. It enables them to go from one state to another, pass out their illicit drugs. Oregon is between a rock and a hard place. The rock is California. The hard place is the state of Washington. Because California has over 30% of the illegal aliens in the United States and is the entry point of drugs into Oregon, and Washington is the only state in the West Coast that gives driver's licenses to illegal aliens, Oregon is in a terrible fix. The last thing we need to do is encourage more document fraud and illegal immigration and the drug trade into the state. I urge you to let this die an ignoble death. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Go ahead, sir.
My name is David Cross, and I'm a resident of Salem, Oregon, and I track foreign national crime across the state of Oregon in our Oregon Department of Correction prison systems and our county jails and correctional facilities. I asked members of the Senate Business and Transportation Economic Development Committee to vote no on Senate Bill 845. I think it's a public safety issue to me. Far too many Oregonians have died from foreign national drivers. I think of Kimberly Powell, age 23, killed near Dodson in July 14, 2006. Judith Ann Cox, age 66, killed in Newburgh, December 3, 2007. Justin Daniel Doherty, age 23, a resident of Eugene, killed March 4, 2008. Karma Colleen Smith, age 52, killed near Dayton, Oregon in May 11, 2008. Kay Blazer, age 26, a resident of Oregon City, killed October 12, 2008. Since the passage of into law in 2008 of Senate Bill 1080, my foreign national crime research indicates there has been a reduction in tragic loss of life due to foreign national drivers. For example, Judy Cox, the individual that killed her, had six previous drunken driving charges, had been deported, and yet he would go on to drive and kill her. She was married to Craig Cox, her husband, for 48 years. Craig's alone now. Karma Colleen Smith, age 52, killed by a foreign national drunk driver, mother of seven, grandmother of four, married 33 years, killed by a foreign national and drunk driver. This is dangerous. We don't need to have foreign nationals driving in this state and killing Oregonians. Thanks for hearing my testimony.
Thank you very much, David. Cynthia?
Chairman Beyer, committee members, my name is Cynthia Kendall. I'm a lifelong Oregonian. I'm here this evening in the Oregon State Capitol building surrounded by people who profess to be foreign nationals here illegally by their advocates who most likely are paid to represent them, and by people who possibly benefit from their presence in our country. I'm asking you to not support Senate Bill 845. Your job as a legislator, my understanding, is that you are to put forth legislation that benefits Oregon and Oregonians. Your duty, as I understand it, is not to pass legislation that aids and abets the illegal presence of foreign nationals in our state. It's not to pass legislation that helps them to establish an identity in our community and create a false sense of legitimacy in our state. It is not to pass legislation that makes it easier for an estimated 130,000 working illegal aliens to get back and forth to their jobs, while 200,000 Oregonians are out of work. It's not your duty, as I understand it, to help unscrupulous businesses access an illegal workforce in our state. A citizen expects our lawmakers to be working for Oregon citizens and legal residents. Senate Bill 845, if passed, will provide a driver privilege card to illegal aliens. Privilege and illegal aren't words that go together. As many states are clamping down on illegal aliens residing in their states, why are you attempting to pass a bill that would likely attract even more illegal aliens to our state? Is that what we want for Oregon? Thank you for the opportunity to speak this evening.
Thank you very much for listening. The next panel is Marvin Sannes. Okay. Sarah Andrea Morgan. And Gilbert Paul Caruso. Sarah here? Oh, here we go. Go ahead. Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Marvin Sannes. I'm here to support this bill. I think that the last legislative assembly made a mistake it politicized the Department of Transportation is charged with the safety and maintenance of our highways, and they politicized a highly emotional issue in doing that, and I think that, that this bill is an effort to change that. And I'd like to say a couple of things about this politicized issue, this highly emotional thing. I'm 66, and I've been in this valley my whole life, and I've witnessed many immigrations in my lifetime, and this is one of the positive immigrations. These people have the work ethic of the symbol on the roof of this building. Hardworking, they fill up the churches, and I just love to hear my grandchildren speaking Spanish. It's wonderful. So anyway, I urge you to pass this on to the floor. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marvin. Go ahead.
My name is Gilbert Paul Carrasco. I appear before you, distinguished members of the Business Transportation and Economic Development Committee, and Chairman Beyer, on behalf of the Oregon Commission on Hispanic Affairs. The members of the commission are volunteers, and we are not paid. I would like to introduce our 10-page statement for the record as well.
Thank you.
Just to briefly recount what we've included in that testimony, this bill simplifies what has become a very cumbersome application process for driver's licenses. There are many people who choose not to use a license for any other purpose but to drive, and this bill would accomplish that in a much simplified manner compared to what exists today. It's an alternative license. If a person continues to want to board FAA-approved aircraft and enter federal buildings, the current system will remain, and that will be available to them. However, for those who simply want the privilege of driving lawfully, this bill satisfies that need. As many witnesses before me have expressed, this is primarily about public safety. The state's role and its use of the police power is the purpose of ensuring the safety, health, and welfare of its residents. There is a specific prohibition in Oregon law that denies the state any role in immigration enforcement. The important aspect of this bill is that it will ensure that people have been certified as competent to drive. They will have to take the test and demonstrate that they know how to drive a car, and they've been tested in a written form as well, and know the rules of the road.
That is 2 minutes.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Thank you, but we will accept your
your
written into the record. Sarah?
Chairman Beyer, esteemed members of this committee, my name is Sarah Morgan, and I am in support of SB 845. And among other such things as freedom and health, I am often profoundly grateful for my official Oregon State identification card. For low-income people and even homeless people, Oregon ID is often the only form of identification they can obtain. So they need an Oregon ID for an ability to conduct a basic human life, such as shelters, health clinics, and food boxes. Oregon ID is also a necessity to cash checks, open a bank account, to find a job, to rent an apartment, just about everything that is part of an honest, self-sufficient living. Yet since 2008, the barriers in obtaining an ID has created insurmountable problems for this population. It has become too costly, complicated, and time-consuming to get the required paperwork for the new ID. So the lack of access to identification prolongs the length of homelessness and prevents access to resources that help people transition back into independence. Safe shelter from elements, nutritional food, and basic health care depend on an Oregon ID also, so it is also a public health issue. Yet instead of addressing this problem, it creates something that is clearly not usable for identification purposes, to rent an apartment, or earn their own living, or cash checks, or live like a responsible adult instead of just begging for handouts. So the bill, I believe, must restore affordable and reasonable access to identification cards as well. Some people here may disagree with me, I'm sure, saying that rules are rules. Yet, in a free society, I believe rules are made to serve the people, not the other way around. Oregon has a proud heritage of equality, yet it's no longer equality if laws are made to impose disproportionate burdens on some people because of their voices are not heard.
Thank you. That is 2 minutes.
Thank you.
And you were reading, if you, I guess you're reading off electronics there. But so if you have something written and you'd like to turn it in, that would be great.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. The next three are Doug Smith, Dale Johnson, and Brenda Hogrimson.
Can I start?
My name is
Doug Smith. I'm a resident of Salem. About 2 years ago, the federal officials talked to our governor at that time, and at that time he put an executive order, and he supported legislation in the form of 1080 that passed this House and this Senate, and it's worked for 2 years, and basically we should keep it. It's working, and we should keep it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ed. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Brenda, and thank you for listening to us. Senate Bill 845, It's Wrong for Oregonians. We're going backwards instead of going forward. This not only goes against our federal immigration law, this goes against the Real ID Act. It was implemented in 2008. I think a lot of neat, good changes have came to it. Knowing who is in our country, 9/11 and the terrorist attacks already show the lack of our system, and even the 9/11 Commission wanted to form something, and so the Real ID Act was created. As an American, I have to prove that I'm a citizen. It is a privilege. I can lose that privilege for many different reasons, but I am required as a citizen to show my Social Security card, my birth certificate, everything to be able to have the privilege of driving. Yet it will not be the same for other people that are illegally in our country. I've heard a lot of people say they need a driver's license so they can get to work. Might I remind you that it's illegal to work here if you're illegally in our country? I've heard some say they want to respect our laws, but again, where's the respect of our laws when you're here illegally? I've heard some say that if licenses are not given, we will force them to drive illegally. I personally make a choice to follow the law every single day or not. I have a conscious choice. If I were to lose my license, I have a bus system. But to justify that reasoning and not be allowed, Americans be allowed the same reasoning is wrong. We've listened to both federal and state lawmakers pass a blame back and forth when it comes to immigration and the enforcement. Oregon has a vital role in our national and state security. It's time to create disincentives rather than incentives.
Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman of the Committee. My name is Dale Johnson. I live in South Salem. I'm a member of Oregonians for Immigration Reform and American for Prosperity. I'm here to testify in opposition to Senate Bill 845. The passage of this bill would give driving privileges to people who are here as a result of not obeying our Oregon laws, like we just mentioned. That's a bad idea in itself. I've personally been hit in a parking lot by a person who didn't know or respect Oregon law. And then he gave me a false home address, so I ended up paying for the damage to my car out of my own pocket. This didn't set real well with me, of course. This bill would not only give driving privileges to illegal residents that don't respect our laws, but Oregon will also become a safe haven for drug smugglers, ID theft has been earlier mentioned, and because these folks don't intend to obey our laws. The legislature's first responsibility must continue to be protecting the rights of the legal Oregon citizens. Why in the world would Oregon want to encourage more problems than we already have while incurring additional expense that we cannot justify or afford? My grandson got his driver's license last week, and he had to produce his birth certificate or a passport his full legal name. He had to give proof that his legal residence, identity, date of birth, had proof of his Social Security number, proof of his residence address, and that didn't offend him. That's just a part of the way we live. So I think it's not asking others in the state to live by the same laws that this country was founded around. If Senate Bill 845 is passed, an illegal alien would be able to get a driver's privilege permit by simply producing a document like a...
Thank you, Dale. That is 2 minutes.
Utility one or something. And I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next three are Michael Dale, Larry Kleinman, and Lupita Maurer, I think.
Chair Beyer, members of the committee, my name is Michael Dale. I'm the executive director of the Northwest Workers Justice Project, a legal office that represents low-wage workers in employment matters. My primary concern in the legislature this session is with the issue of wage theft, and we have a package of bills that address that important problem. I appear before you today because of the relationship between transportation and wage theft. Wage theft is the non-payment or underpayment of wages that people have earned. It's a growing problem across the country and in Oregon. Recent surveys show that 2 out of 3 low-wage workers surveyed had suffered wage theft in the period of the survey. Now, what has that got to do with this bill? Well, one of the reasons that workers accept substandard wages is because in this economy, the options that are available to them are limited, and it might be better to have a job at $6 an hour than to have no job at all. It might be better to work those overtime hours without time and a half than to have no job at all. When you restrict severely someone's employment options, what you do is create a vulnerable worker that is even more vulnerable to exploitation by those who would take advantage. We live in an economy that transportation is imperative. In rural Oregon, it is particularly an issue where there is no public transportation available. Workers who have families will support them. It might be nice if people would just pick up and move, but that won't happen. Experience has shown that won't happen. What will happen is people will try to drive by providing them the means, the lawful means of doing it. It fosters respect for law and would help from creating ghettos of substandard work that people are too desperate to avoid. Thank you for your
Thank you. Please.
Chair Beyer, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Larry Kleinman. I'm the Secretary-Treasurer of PECUN, Mineros y Campesinos Unidos del Noroeste. Excuse me. We have registered 5,500 members, farm workers and nursery workers, primarily in the Willamette Valley, since our founding 26 years ago. Our members and other farm workers are the backbone of the $4 billion agribusiness industry in the state, and their labor and many other jobs, depend on their labor. I want to strongly support, on behalf of our union, Senate Bill 845. We appreciate this hearing. Chair Beyer, I also want to embrace the comments of Chief Louie that you heard earlier about public safety, and as well from Senator Shields. We embrace the testimony of Barbara Guillo from CAUSA about the numbers that are affected and the reasons why this bill is an important remedy. I also want to point out the fact that that currently, as Barbara said, the use of law enforcement resources for enforcement of against folks that don't have a driver's license is a bad use of resources that can be remedied. There's a cost shift. People that have uninsured motorists are paying more because people can't get insurance. So this would help remedy that. Immigrant workers are making a huge economic contribution to the state. There are many humanitarian reasons that other witnesses will speak to more personally about why this is important. And I want to lastly say that this issue is the highest priority in my experience of the Latino community in this state. The Latino community that now number 450,000, 12% of the population. I reside and work in House District 22, which is now 52% Latino. There are thousands of people who must drive, who cannot get a license, who want to comply. The solution is Senate Bill 845. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Lupita Maurer. Thank you for listening to me. I'm here both as a Hispanic mother and a U.S. nationalized citizen. I'd like to ask you, because I have a 20-year-old daughter who's driving on the roads, to please support SB 845 so that she's safe when she's getting her little beetle. And also, I am here to ask you, in behalf of the mothers that can't be represented by the Hispanic mothers who have children who are U.S. citizens, who need to go to school and need to go to doctor appointments, I'm here to beg in their name for those children who are U.S. citizens to please consider this is the right thing to do, help these mothers who have gone out to get milk and don't return because they get detained because of a traffic violation. So on behalf of the children and the families, please support SB 845. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next panel is Richard Lamontin, Jim Elvin, and Mike Forrest. Whenever you're ready.
Oh. Chair, I appreciate the opportunity to do this. My name is Jim Elvin. I live in Salem, and I oppose this very strongly. I thought we'd accomplished a lot when we stopped the driver's license a few years back, because they were coming from all other states and from south of the border to our state to get driver's license, and they went on to vote, and our country cannot continue this. We are highly being invaded. Our country is being invaded, and you've got to keep this in mind, that the invasion is destroying our country. I realize these folks, most of them are good workers, and I feel sorry for the fact that what they're up against, but our country cannot survive this kind of thing. And we've got to stop it someplace, and we should be working on stopping the illegal immigration to our country rather than giving them more benefits. I'm sorry. They talk about the safety. We've got to consider the safety fact of what they're doing to our country with the drugs and so forth. They talk about the taxes that they need to have the driver's license to get the jobs to pay their taxes. There's an awful large majority of them that don't pay taxes, and that's hurting us, and they're taking the jobs from our own people that would like to pay taxes. I think it's a crying shame that we're not doing something about the invasion of our country instead of helping those that are invading it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sir.
Senators, my name is Richard Lamontin. I live in Washington.
Could you pull the mic up, please, so we get it on the record?
Senators, thanks for having me. My name is Richard Lamontin. I live in Washington County. Senate Bill 845 is a bad bill. By legitimizing the crime of illegal entry, it would undermine both specific federal laws and the very concept of the rule of law. Some here have argued that with legal driver's licenses, illegal aliens will be better able to get to their jobs here. Senators, illegal aliens shouldn't be able to get to jobs here because they shouldn't have jobs here in the first place. Federal law prohibits employers from hiring illegal aliens, and it prohibits those illegal aliens from holding those jobs. Jobs in Oregon belong rightfully to American citizens and to foreigners who've gone through the process to come here legally. Oregon has a responsibility to support federal law and to support the employment prospects of our own people. SB 845 would undermine both. And please consider this. Mexican drug cartels have established very substantial marijuana growing and drug dealing operations in our state. What, more than anything else, would enable illegal aliens involved in marijuana production and trafficking to more easily travel our state and ply their trade? Well, the answer is legal Oregon driver's licenses. Senators, Oregon does not exist in a vacuum. It's got a responsibility to the nation of which it is a part. Rather than make it easier for illegal aliens to stay here and thwart federal law, Oregon should support federal law and do what it can to make our state inhospitable to illegal aliens. Please oppose SB 845.
Thank you, Richard. Please.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, thank you for this time. I'm here to oppose Senate Bill 845.
In your name, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike Forrest. And I'm here to oppose SB 845. Our elected officials of Oregon cannot circumvent the laws we live by for someone who is here illegally. I don't care if they're from Ireland, I don't care if they're from Germany or Mexico. They have no right to be here. And that's what this is about. And there's an oath. I did this for myself, but my senator, I got the oath of office that he takes. And I did apply this to this, but this was for me, so I could see what the oath actually was. And I'm appalled that this keeps coming up over and over. I don't understand why our elected officials don't understand the term illegal. That's what it stands for, illegal. And ethics and standards come into play here. So anyway, I'm just here to ask you to please oppose SB 845. I have 5 kids, 8 grandchildren. I teach every one of them. You obey the laws we live by, or there's consequences you pay, and you choose those consequences. So that's what I teach my kids. Please don't prove me wrong. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. The next three are Carlos Morales, Ronnie Hernandez, and Hugo Nicolas. Please. Who wants to go first?
Hello, Senate. My name is Carlos Morales, and I support the bill, 845. I just want to tell you a little bit about my background. I was born in Mexico, brought here only at the age of six months. I lived my life in Oregon all my life. I come from a hardworking mother that supported 4 kids all on her own, never asked help for the government or anything. And the licenses really affected my family, not just me, but my friends also. As a 17-year-old, you expect me to be driving around with friends and stuff, or getting ready for college. But without the license or identification, there's no way for me to go to college and pursue a career and whatever. I just believe supporting this bill will help not only other people, but America with the economy, because once you took off the licenses, it brought it down just by people stopped buying cars, houses, for not being able to. And, yeah, well, thank you for listening to me.
Thank you, Carlos.
Hello, Chairman. My name is Ronnie Hernandez. I reside here in Salem. I would like to start this by something that you guys have taught me. In God we trust. It says it here. In God we trust. In God we trust that you guys are going to make the correct choice. And I'm actually not here to tell you vote yes, vote no. I'm here to make a proposal for you guys. I think it's struggle enough to wake up at 6 in the morning and go to work to the fields. Thank God I'm not doing that anymore. I want you guys that before you guys make a decision, for at least 1 week, one of you come with me to the fields and work with me side by side for 1 week. All the fundings that come will go to the foundation of your choice. And All I want is a response from you guys, yes or no. I don't care if it's a yes, I don't care if it's a no, but I want a response. I can give you all my information, or you can send it to Mujeres Luchadoras, which is a sister with Pekun. And I would really want you guys to do that with me. That would be a pleasure to do it, and I would gladly do it for free. It's a job that I hate, and that's enough of a struggle to do. If you guys take up on my, let's say, like we used to say in high school, a dare. If you guys, I'll be really thankful for that.
Thank you.
Hopefully I'm not disrespecting you by saying this. Thank you.
Sir?
Hello, Mr. Chairman and committee members. My name is Hugo Nicholas, and I am supporter of Senate Bill. I'm a teenager who is involved in the community. Police cadet, fire cadet, senior representative, translator, full student, city youth counselor, commander, Army JROTC, chamber leadership youth. The reason I'm involved is because someday I want to run for an elected office. One of the greatest challenges I've always faced is the issue of transportation. Senate Bill 845 will benefit me, and it will benefit thousands of teenagers in Oregon that are in the same position as I am. When I first entered high school, I used to not mind having a license until my junior year. It was very disappointing to see most of my friends begin to drive while I was still relying on my father's transportation, or when I got a girlfriend and she would drive me instead. The deeper reason I am here is for the fathers who get up at 3 a.m. and work 12 hours a day. After work, tired and exhausted, they take their sons and daughters to their activities. Not only that, but also drive their wives to where they need to be. And I speak for the student who walks 3 miles after a long day of work at 10 p.m. For the elderly who carry 30-pound grocery bags in their hands, for the mother who walks while carrying her baby on a very hot or rainy day. I speak for a student who has to ride from his or her friends every day after school. I speak for a student who wants to get involved in activities, but he can't. He has no way to get there. I speak for the athlete who has to carry all their equipment and backpack full of books after practice. I speak for the individual who was not allowed to drive because of decisions their parents made. I am here for a teen who asked a friend for a ride because he had no way to get home, yet later he finds out his friends were taking him to a gang fight. I've been told to drive without a license, but I say no. The reason is because I have always believed in the earn our government and uphold the values that makes this community so great. Even though I know I can drive without a license, I don't, because I love this state and respect the law. There is a more complex question that should be asked more often. What is so wrong about allowing illegal immigrants to drive? Because driving is a privilege, not a right. In the Oregon Department of Motor Vehicles Handbook, it says on page II, driving is a privilege. You earn it by demonstrating on a DMV knowledge test that you know traffic safety laws and then being driving safely and passing behind the wheel. I believe if you can meet these requirements, anyone else, you should be allowed to have a license. If it is a privilege,
thank you.
What do we need to do? Okay.
That is 2 minutes. Thank you very much.
Question.
You have a question?
All right, statement.
Statement.
Keep at it, Hugo. You will go very far. Mm-hmm. Very far. Yeah. Keep at it. And Carlos?
Nope.
And Carlos, if you want to go to college, come back tomorrow, and I'm sure we can find opportunities. There's more to it. Let me just say this. We don't. No. We don't do that in committee. We need to be very fair. But I want to say, just on behalf of my colleagues in this committee, we've been at this an hour. We will only go another hour, and there will be a whole bunch of people who don't testify. But it is very important that both sides are here. And it's very, very important to us as a people of Oregon that we do this respectfully. And we do this out of respect for the process. And everyone has done a fantastic job. But what, on behalf of all my colleagues, either for or against, is not as important as the fact that young people are involved. And believe me, when young people get involved in politics, Hugo, they turn into Senator Edwards and Senator Atkinsons after a little while. So keep your head up. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. The next three are, and I'm not sure about this, Maria Rodriguez, Krista Flores, and Veronica Santos. Please. Whoever.
Okay. Hello, I'm Krista Flores, and I came to say yes on Bill 845. The reason I am saying this is because I am a teenager. I'm about to turn 15. And as you notice, many of our things in the whole, around the world, is known as like Mexican this, Mexican that. You see many people eating Mexican food, Mexican everything is like all around us. What can you guys change about that? What is so wrong about letting people in here and drive? I don't get what's wrong with it. As many people here, you guys have noticed that the kids are our future. We are your future, and if many kids were born in Mexico and come here with a dream and get let down, it's not that easy to handle. My hero is my mom. She came here as an illegal immigrant, but now is a citizen. She has 5 kids. She has a house. She has a good job. She pays taxes. She does everything right. She worked her way up here, and now she's everything. What a true illegal immigrant came here is to dream. And as many of all of us here are to dream, right? You guys may see me as a teenager who's like wants to, you know, but like I said, the kids are our future.
Thank you, Krista.
Oh, excuse me, my broken English, but I try my best. I understand the point of...
Could we have your name, please, for the record?
Yes, my name is Maria de Jesus Rodriguez Infante. I'm here in the United States for 40 years. I am Mexican and American citizen also. And I understand the point of view of this gentleman, but that's for our own safety. If we, if these are brothers and sisters, have the opportunity to have the driving license, the state can have more control of the situation. Imagine if we will have a case of accident with one of them, no license, no insurance, what we can expect. But if put your hand in your heart and be fair, think about all these people. Will be much better for them, but much better for us. And by the way, my people pay taxes. No, make any difference if they are illegal. They pay taxes. Maybe they don't report it, but the money is there. They don't have any refund either. And we came to this country the same way everybody does. The older people, maybe their parents, grandparents, but they came the same way. Maybe they forgot about it, but everybody came the same way because this country not belong to the white people, belong to the American Indian. And they have to think and don't forget this situation. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. Please.
Good afternoon, my name is Veronica, and I came to support Bill 845. I'm supporting for my dad who's working right now. He is not here to listen to what I need to say. I came here to support my parents who are legal to Oregon, United States. They've been together for 17 years, and they have 4 lovely kids, including myself. I have dreams to go to college. My dad is driving to work without a license, and I don't think that's fair to those illegal parents who don't have license. I myself experienced working out in the fields from like 4 o'clock in the morning all the way to the afternoon. I just think it's not fair to those illegal immigrants who don't have license. Those roads out there are not safe with those illegal immigrants who don't have license. I just came to support my parents to get their license back. And a lot of us have futures. It's not just myself. It's not my family. It's a lot of us illegal immigrants. And to let you guys know, it's not just Hispanic family who are illegal to United States. It's a lot of other countries. It's not just Hispanics. You guys could say Hispanic this, Hispanic that. You guys, a lot of us, I hear at school, Hispanic ruined Oregon. I don't think, you know, I feel discriminated by that. I'm a USA citizen, and I have a lot of future. My parents
do not have license to drive me to school. I come from Southeast Portland. I go to Oregon City High School. I have no no way transportation but to school. Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next three are Adi Moreno, Luis Nava, and Rocco Olivia.
Rocio Olivera.
I'm sorry.
No, no worries. Everyone gets it wrong.
I'm missing. Who did I miss?
That's it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Welcome. Whoever wants to start.
Hello. Hello, my name is Rocio Olivera. I'm a student at Western Oregon University, and I'm in support of this Senate bill because, you know, it was strong. It was hard enough growing up with a single mother household, but with a single mom that didn't have, you know, her documentation. So, like, I know I'm not going to make my mom look really like she's a hero because she is my hero, but, you know, she doesn't have her documents, and she has to wake up every morning really, really early to go work, and, you know, like, yeah, you don't care about me. I'm in college, so it's my older brother, but my siblings, you know, I have a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old. My mom gets pulled over. What happens to my siblings? Foster homes. We all know foster homes, how they are. Being jumped around from house to house. I don't think that's okay. Yeah, we're talking about, yeah, safety about other people here. But my siblings, they're U.S. citizens, and then what? That's one case. One case of many that I've heard of. And I don't think that's fair. Because these kids are older, so innocent. And I'm okay here to fight for us. And this is what she gets paid for. She is hardworking. She pays her taxes. She doesn't get much back. Because obviously she has no papers. Well now? She works every day. She pays her taxes. She still drives around. And I have to worry about that because I'm off in school. I do my homework. But stuff in the back of my head, I would think about my mom. What if she gets pulled over? What if she gets pulled over? I have to worry about that. But please. Don't think about, yeah, them, but children. A lot of those children are U.S. citizens here every day. The parents are taken away, and they jumped around. So please, please support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Heidi Moreno, and I am here in favor of the Senate Bill 845. I'm begging you, please, to vote in favor. I remember a few years back telling the Senate that taking driver's license to any person that did not have proof of citizenship would not be a good idea. Personally, my business had gone down a lot, and this is one of the biggest reasons. Because a lot of people are losing their jobs, and I'm sure that I'm not the only one going through this hardship. A lot of people blame the bad economy on the illegal immigrants, really. It's not their fault. They have been mistreated. And every time this great country goes through bad times, the immigrants get blamed for it. Now we all are suffering the consequences of the REAL Act ID, including myself. I think that if we look into you guys, look into your heart and everybody else here, and give everybody a chance to get driver education and a license to drive, we are all going to do much better, not just in the economic, also socially, and in many other ways. It is a shame that many families have been separated because of not having a driver's license. There have been times when a father goes out to work and gets caught and sent back to the country of origin. And now we have a lot of mothers, many of them are legal residents or even American citizens, but now have to live on welfare and food stamps. And that's a big load for the state that's already in a bad financial situation. Please think of all the bad things that are happening to us and the rest of the community. Let's not judge everybody because someone who is not American citizen has done something wrong. Please have in mind that in your hands is the future of a lot of people. Thank you.
Thank you. Please.
Yes, honorable members of the Transportation Committee, my name is Luis Nava. I'm a legal citizen, as well my whole family. The reason why I involved myself in this issue is because of these people. they've been blamed for many things, but I'm very confused. We are a mixed community. I understand this side when they say illegal drug dealers and bad guys and so on, but it's probably 1% or whatever. But we are in the other side. We are working hard people that are following the rules of this country, except to came here illegally. I know that's a big deal, a big thing, but we came here for different reasons. But my confusion is about, you know, we are here illegals, U.S. citizens born here and naturalized like me, but also they are legal resident people that already apply for the family relatives. And then they are on a waiting list. But my confusion is, please, why immigration give us the chance to pay a fee for those relatives to stay here? And we pay that fee. And they are here, but they cannot drive. And they are obeying the rest of the laws. But also, the IRS is giving them the ITN card, and they pay taxes. So those two agencies recognize them as a people. But then the DMV say no. Why? That's what I don't understand. Thank you.
Thank you, Luis. Thank you, Mom. Next is Belinda Berry. I can't make out the middle name. Maria Sandoval Cisneros and Yolanda Mendoza.
Hi, my name is Maria Sandoval Cisneros, and I'm here as a state employee, but representing as a private citizen. As a state employee, I know that we are dealing with a lot of furloughs and budget cuts, and that's one of the concerns as well. But one of my concerns in not supporting Senate Bill 845 is that denying driver's license to a large segment of the population makes everyone in the community less safe. Restricting driver's license results in unsafe roads, higher insurance rates for everyone, and overwhelmed court systems. While increasing our national security is critical, restricting driver's license is an inefficient way to enforce immigration laws and prevent any security problems. During difficult economic times and public funding, we should be working collaboratively to come up with solutions, not ways to spend public funds and restricting licenses and criminalizing, but for the passage of the 2008 law. Data shows that states that have chosen to restrict licenses to immigrants are now dealing with higher insurance costs for everyone. Car dealerships are selling fewer vehicles because people who are not able to purchase the vehicles don't have their licenses. Public officials such as yourself should be looking for ways to make the burden on all Oregonians lighter. Public officials should foster sound public policies, laws, and programs that safeguard civil rights of all people who are living in the United States. For safety and for economic reasons, Senate Bill 845 makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you.
Buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Yolanda Mendoza.
Good afternoon. My name is Yolanda Mendoza.
Y estoy aquí para apoyar la ley SB 845.
And I'm here to support SB 845.
Yo soy una empleada común y corriente que vivo aquí en el estado y pronto se me va a vencer mi licencia. Tengo...
I'm an employee whose residency is soon going to expire.
Tengo children, niños con clases de honor.
I have children who are on the honor roll.
De punto cuatro, una niña en high school.
A girl in high school with a 4.0 GPA.
Y pronto quiere ir al colegio, pero no califica para becas.
And will soon be able to go to college, but is unable to qualify for scholarships.
Y yo estoy trabajando para que ellas puedan ir a la escuela.
And I am working in order for them to go on to school.
Pago mis taxes.
I pay my taxes.
Y cada estoy pagando por los cuatro últimos años $1,600 al estado.
And I've been paying $1,600 to the state the last 4 years.
Solo yo sé cómo las pago en partes o como sea, pero yo quiero que mis hijas vayan a estudiar y que sean buenas personas en el futuro.
Whether I pay them pay that money all at once or in part, I'm the one who knows, but I want my children to be able to go on to school and study.
Y yo veo en las carreteras los letreros que dicen que nuestras taxas están trabajando. Entonces, si las taxas están trabajando, ¿por qué no podemos tener el privilegio de seguir manejando?
As I drive, as I'm out on the roads, I see signs that say our tax money working for you. But if this tax money is really working for us, why are my children not able to go to school?
Si fuera de la ciudad de Salem, no hay autobuses disponibles para horarios disponibles para la gente que trabaje o que vaya a las escuelas en diferentes ciudades.
And if not for the city of Salem, there would be places where there are people who are unable to go to work to school because of the lack of available schedules.
Es todo, gracias.
That's everything. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sir.
Good evening. My name is Alberto Moreno. I'm here in support of Senate Bill 845. Thank you for your time this evening. Thank you for this important session. I want to help today to correct the narrative that we have been given, because it is an incomplete narrative. I want to say that there are over 175,000 migrant and seasonal farm workers in the state of Oregon. I also want to say that this population, that this vital workforce, in a sensitive economic time, contributes over $4.3 billion, that's billion with a B, in annual agricultural economic activity in our state. If you take 50% out of that workforce, that is a net loss to the state of $2.25 billion in revenue for the state. The Oregon Center for Public Policy also notes that the undocumented population pays in excess of $3.8 billion to state coffers every single year in taxes. There's a suspense fund in the federal government that has over $120 billion in taxes collected from undocumented workers, none of whom who ever see a dollar in return in benefits. I'm happy to tell you that as a result of my own work and my own taxes, I am able to subsidize the retirement of some of the gentlemen who have spoken here today in opposition of Senate Bill 845. But I want to correct the narrative. We have a narrative and we have a choice every single day in this state. And we have a choice. We can choose a narrative of fear or we can choose a narrative of hope. And it is my fervent hope this evening, sitting with you today, that you support Senate Bill 845. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. The next three are Elizabeth Mendoza, Lita Garside, and Sandra Bishop.
Good afternoon, Chair Beyer, members of the committee. Thank you for allowing me to address the committee this evening. My name is Sandra Bishop. I'm here representing the Driving School Association of Oregon. We're here to support passage of Senate Bill 845. Approximately 25 to 30 commercial driving schools operate in Oregon under DMV certification. Highly trained driving instructors teach Oregonians of all ages to drive. Approximately 30% of the teen drivers who take driver education courses in Oregon take courses offered by the commercial schools. This Senate bill is supported by the Driving School Association because it is a common sense safety issue. It's common sense that the state should do whatever is possible in state law to make certain that drivers of motorized vehicles
that are licensed are all licensed in Oregon. There's very rigorous driver testing and licensing provisions through DMV so that anyone who's issued a driver's license in Oregon knows the rules of the road and has some experience with safe driving. And they're also, as you heard earlier, able to obtain insurance. This bill is also a human rights issue. It's a social justice issue, especially for teenagers. It makes no sense that teens, many of whom have not yet established their citizenship, are arbitrarily excluded from any kind of driver's ed and excluded from holding Oregon driver's licenses. So we hope that you'll do the honorable thing today and please pass this legislation to give those teens an opportunity in furthering their life and also to protect all Oregonians and all individuals who are on the highways. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra.
My name is Lisbeth Mendoza, and I came here to tell you about how teenagers are going to get through high school without having a license. A lot of teenagers won't be able to go to colleges or high school. It's going to be really hard to transport. I live on like north part of Salem. Well, I might go to like the southern part of Salem. In the mornings, it would be really hard for me to get transport when I get older. It's like when I get older, I won't be able to get to the school in time. Many of the families I have seen will lose their jobs if they won't be able to get their license renewed. And many of the families are being dependent on the license that they get renewed to get to the works and get food on their tables for their whole family.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Leda Garside. I'm a registered nurse, and I'm here on behalf of many migrant families throughout the valley. These are very hardworking individuals. They're providing, as many have testified, a great source of income to our state. One of the things that I see that this driver's license is causing is an increased burden to our families to get to and from appointments, to physicians, to clinics, to the hospital. It's very difficult for many of our families to arrive to these very important appointments. So I'm here to ask you to think about that. Again, these are families that are working, paying their taxes, sending kids to school, and doing everything there is to be done to be a good citizen of the state of Oregon. Thank you.
Thank you all. The next three are Paulino Rojas, Marcela Torres, and Victor Juarez.
Marcela is not here. She's my wife, and she got to go because she fell sick.
Okay. Eric Romero, then. Go ahead.
Right. My name is Paulino Rojas, and I'm here to support the Senate Bill 845 because, like a father of family, I need to drive. I have two children, 20 years old, 17 years old. They have to go to school, and they don't drive. So I have to do it for them. And my wife, she doesn't drive too because she doesn't have the driver license. So I have to make my time to take my wife, my daughter, my son to different ways, and myself. So this is really hard for me, and I think it will be easy if you guys think about it, and we have the chance to have the licensed driver. Mm-hmm. And I hear some people talking about the drug dealers or terrorists. Not everyone we are. And they have to think when they talk about that way, because not everyone we are terrorists or no are. I'm not a drug dealer, so thank you, guys. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Eric Romero. I am here to support the bill, the Senate Bill 845. I am 17 years old. I am about to graduate in Scotland. And last semester I had a 3.89 GPA. I'm about to graduate. Thank God. second in the family. And next point is college. I can't not drive to college. I can't go to with my friends, my partner, down to Portland to attend Art Institute of Portland. Why? Because I don't have a license. I want to do all of that too. As much as you guys don't think about it, this is a country of dreams. This is where dreams come true. And taking the privilege of license is tearing apart that dream. It's not only for undocumented people, but it is ruining the dream. And I, like most, a lot of high schoolers want to go to college. I want to get a degree in business and turn Salem's economy or Oregon's economy into its best. I truly do want to help Oregon's economy in a very positive way. I mean, the issue in this country is it's good in embracing the culture, but not the people. And that's what I want to see more improvement in. And supporting the license would lead us that way. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Hello, my name is Victor Ponce Juarez. First of all, I want to give out some facts. Why is it that Latino population is coming to the U.S.? I need to state, I got three children. I got two babies, one a year and a half and 3 years old, little ones. My other one is a 14-year-old. And thanks God, we don't have a big problem with the driver's license. But one thing that I can tell you, myself, being born in Mexico City, having to go through countless abuses from police, from government officials, and seeing my people coming to the U.S. not because of accomplishing a goal, but just because of a need of survival. I guess my main concern at this point is pretty much children. Children whose only fault was being born on such a country whose a kind of a messed up situation with politicians, corruption, international companies, corporations coming down, taking jobs away, and driving people out of our own countries. Think of the children. Think of the little ones that are going to be affected by this law. Please. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's see. Jesus Romero. Rebecca Vasquez and Mauricio Nolasco.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Rebeca Velázquez.
Good afternoon, my name is Rebecca Velázquez.
Pertenezco a la organización de mujeres luchadoras progresistas.
I belong to the organization
Fighting Women Progress.
Women Fighting for Progress.
Somos un grupo de mujeres campesinas y amas de casa.
We are an organization of women field workers and housewives.
En busca de superación, desarrollo económico y liderazgo.
In support of bettering ourselves, of economic development and leadership.
Nuestro objetivo es ayudar a que la mujer mejore su situación en la sociedad.
Our goal is to help women improve their situation in society.
Y por todo esto es que necesitamos que todas podamos tener una licencia de conducir.
And for all of this, we need for people to be able to obtain a driving license for everyone's safety.
Para seguridad de todos en el estado.
For everyone's safety, the state.
El no tenerla nos limita.
Not having it limits us.
En todos los aspectos, tanto en lo familiar como en el trabajo.
In every respect, both in the family as well as at work.
Nos llaman ilegales, mujeres ilegales.
They call us illegals, illegal women.
Pero estas mujeres ilegales trabajamos en el campo.
But these illegal women work in the fields.
Y pagamos nuestros impuestos.
And we pay our taxes.
Gracias por escucharnos y espero que apoyen la SB 845.
Thank you for listening to us and I hope that you support SB 845.
Thank you.
Buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Marisol Nolasco y esta tarde...
Good afternoon, my name is Marisol Nolasco and this afternoon...
Vengo pidiendo que por favor aprueben esa ley.
I come asking that you please.
Tengo una niña con necesidades especiales.
I have a daughter with special needs.
A la cual tengo que estar llevando al hospital a la Universidad de Portland.
Who I have to continually take to the hospital, at Portland University Hospital.
Y no tengo una licencia para manejar.
And I have no license to drive.
Igual como yo, hay muchas mujeres que tienen hijos especiales, son madres solteras.
As well as myself, there are many women who have children with special needs. I'm a single mother.
Por favor, les pido que aprueben esta ley. No hacemos nada malo.
I ask that you please approve this law. We're not doing anything bad.
Muchas personas que han pasado ahorita han dicho que somos personas que vendemos drogas.
Many of the people who have come up to speak say that we're people who sell drugs.
Y que hacemos cosas malas aquí en este estado.
And who do bad things in the state.
Eso no es cierto. No todos somos iguales.
That's not true. We're not all the same.
Por favor, piénsenlo y aprueben esa ley.
Please think it over and approve this law.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Jesus Romero, and I'm here to support Bill 845. As a student, I graduated from South in 2009. I was excited to start college and everything, but we found out that my mom had cancer. I had to somehow take her to the appointments. My brother was a young age, and everything. I was take her to the appointments, and take her to get her medicines and me go to college and everything. But that all changed one day when I was stopped by a police officer, asked me for an ID, an identification, which I didn't have. And now I'm in process of deportation thanks because I don't have an ID. Now I'm just, please, begging you to please support this law, not just because of me, because of the people out there. I don't want no other student, no other college student to go through this, what I'm going through. I had to stop to go to college because obviously I need to pay a lawyer. So please, I'm begging you to support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next three are Wendy Underwood, Alma Torres, and looks like Ricardo Barraza. Please, whoever.
Hi, my name is Wendy Underwood. And I support the 845. I have to wake up every morning at 4 o'clock to be able to take my husband to work because we live in Portland and he works out in Westland. So, and I have a son that is 9 years old and he has ADHD and behavioral problems. So, I have to wake up at 4 o'clock, take him to work, or get him to work to Westland by 6 o'clock. So he's able to go to work by 8. And then I have to come back to Portland to get my son to school. which where he's getting a lot of help for his problems, and then I have to turn around and then go to work at 10 o'clock. So it would be a lot of help if this bill was passed.
Thank you. Distinguished members of the committee, Mr. Chairman, my name is Ricardo Escobedo. I'm currently 18. I'm a senior at North Salem High School, and many organizations trust me to advocate for them in positive manners, such as North Salem High School, the Latino group at my school, FBLA, as well as MAPS Credit Union, the branch that we have at our school. I'm currently job shadowing at the main branch, but I'm here to ask you to support Senate Bill 845. I got a couple points on my phone. I hope you don't mind because I didn't write them down. Well, one of the points is that whether these people have driver's license or not, they are going to drive because of the necessities they may have. And my question to you is, someone came up here with a personal experience. When they hit you and they don't pay you, that's, you know, that's what they're going to start doing when the driver's license start to expire. They're going to hit you. They're going to run away because they have no choice. They'd rather not get caught, which is a bad decision. But wouldn't it be easier to keep track of all those people that are driving, make sure they have an insurance? And wouldn't that benefit the insurance companies? And that would lead to more jobs, a stronger economy. And all those people that have the kids, they get deported, those kids, we have to take care of them. Don't we have aren't we having major budget cuts for now? Shouldn't we look out for that? If we're looking out for more kids, that's not helping us in any way. Someone also mentioned that there was drug cartels in another state and everything happened and DMV officials got arrested. So that to work in the DMV, you have to be a citizen. So does that mean that we have to check more the people that are already inside instead of the people applying? I think that does. And bad drivers are not limited to legal citizens. I don't believe that. There's a lot of legal citizens that are driving and not being able to. My last point before I end real quick. I was brought here when I was 2 years old, you know. I got accepted into University of Oregon. I got accepted to Shemeketa. I'm most likely going to go to Shemeketa because I can't drive up to University of Oregon. You know, they believe I can do it. I believe I can do it. My grades prove that I can do it, but there's no way to move.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see. I think Alma Torres. Okay. So Cecilia. Gwen? No. It could be. Come on down. Eduardo looks like Corona.
Corona?
Yeah. And Josh Roscoe. Go ahead.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. My name is Cecilia Giron, G-I-R-O-N, and I am here to support Bill 845, and I also urge you to really take in consideration of all the testimonies that you have heard here today. As you know, this is not about illegal aliens. This is not about taking away jobs. This is not about coming here and being terrorists. This is not about invading. This is about human rights. This is about public safety. This is about contribution to this economy. As we know, the Latino community makes 12% of the population here in the state of Oregon. This is about our children that are here and that are our future. So please take in consideration the thousands of families that are being affected by this bill because of not having driver license. And I'm here to also create awareness about
who are those people that bring food to our table, that are working very early hours and also working late hours, and also have contributed to this economy to pay their taxes every year. Please, please think about all of those families and all of those children that are struggling, and as you have heard all the testimonies here today, and hundreds and thousands of us that have been affected by this law. And it not just affects the Latino community, it affects everybody. This country, it's a country of multicultural community, and it's a beautiful country that we are all different, come from different culture, different values. We speak different languages, and that's the beauty of our community. Thank you so much for listening to us, and I urge you to support Bill 845. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir.
Buenas tardes. Quiero agradecer primeramente que me permitan hablar aquí. Soy Eduardo Corona.
Good afternoon. First of all, I'd like to thank you for being given the opportunity to speak. My name is Eduardo Corona.
Y quiero decir que entiendo que las licencias fueron retiradas.
I'd like to say first that I understand that the licenses were first removed.
Para detener el flujo migratorio.
In order to stop the influx of immigration.
Pero hacer la vida más difícil de los inmigrantes no detiene el flujo económico.
But making life more difficult for immigrants has not stopped this influx.
Cada negocio que cierra por falta de trabajadores,
every business that fails for lack of workers,
tiene un increíble impacto económico,
has an incredible economic impact,
en el mercado interno.
In the internal market.
No solo para los trabajadores que no pueden nivelar su estatus migratorio.
And not only for those workers who are unable to obtain their legal status,
sino para todos aquellos trabajadores ciudadanos,
but for all workers who are citizens as well,
para los otros negocios,
in other businesses,
hay menos trabajo para los ciudadanos,
there's less work for the citizens.
Y quizá la última consecuencia es enviar los negocios fuera del país.
And perhaps the final consequence is sending businesses outside of the country.
Todo esto tiene un impacto negativo en la economía del país. El último auge económico que tuvo este país fue después de la reforma de 1986.
The last economic boom this country had was after the
reforma migratoria,
the immigration reform in 1986.
Yo quisiera creer que mis hijos participarán.
I would like to believe that my children will participate
en reconstruir la economía,
in reconstructing the economy,
en base a los viejos valores americanos,
based on old American values,
en base a todo aquello que nos acerca,
and on the foundation of all that which brings us together,
no lo que nos separa,
and not that which separates us.
Thank you very
Gracias.
Much. Thank you. Okay, one more time. Josh, sir, Josh, I'm not sure I can read their last name. Apparently not. It looks like Chase and Jennifer. Hmm? One of us? Hmm? Ah, here we go. Okay. Julia Hayes. How about Cadence Powers, it looks like? Okay. Please.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Munoz. I'm a McNary High School student. Every day, my dad has to wake up early to go to work. If my uncles that have license can't take him to work, he can't go to work. That means that us as a family can't have food to eat. I can't go to school. If my sister's sick, she can't go to the doctor because there's nobody to drive us. I have a dream to go to college someday to be a nurse, to help other people like you guys do.
I want to be able to help my sister and take her, like, to the nurse if she has to go. If she has an emergency or something. I can't take her. My dad can't take her. And my mom's license expires in a month or so. Nobody can take her. My uncles, only a few of them have license. And they live far away in California and Seattle and other places. They can't take us. If something happens, if my sister's choking her, and she cuts herself or she breaks her leg, nobody can take her. So please, I support Senate Bill 845 because I want to be able to help my family. I want to be able to go to college and graduate and be a nurse someday and help out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Cadence Powers, and I'm here today in support of the Senate Bill 845. I'm here on behalf of two other social work students from Portland State University, as well as other social work students who could not come today. As social workers, we are committed to advocating for the rights of human beings and standing up alongside members of our community. So I applaud you for seeing it through to a public hearing here today. This speaks strongly to a shared commitment to the value of human right to safety. This bill also is responsive to the realities law enforcement officers face by creating legislation which does not target the real threats to human safety. We are placing an unjust burden on their already heavy shoulders. So do we want them spending their time by enforcing driver's license restrictions, or do we want them actually working to catch dangerous people who pose a true threat to the safety of our communities? In a time when budget cuts are looming, we need to acknowledge that by forcing the DMV to verify immigration status, we are asking something which is not only time-consuming but also money-consuming. With this legislation comes the possibility to create revenue by increasing the number of people eligible to earn a driver's license and pay all the subsequent fees. This is an important step towards making Oregon roads safer, and most importantly demonstrates our commitment to social justice and equality. Thank you for providing this opportunity to speak.
Thank you. Please.
Hi, my name is Julia Hayes. I'm a student at Portland State University, where I'm also working on a master's degree in social work. I'm here today to support Senate Bill 845, and I guess I'd like to start by echoing what has already been stated, in that this bill exists to address the fact that there are unlicensed drivers on our roads today, and that we need to look at the world as it actually is and not the way that it should be. Regardless of how or why illegal immigrants have come into our country, it does fall to our transportation departments to ensure that the drivers on our roads are people who know how to operate their vehicles and that people who can do that in a way that's safe and prudent. This bill responds to the realities of the unsafe conditions that are created by unlicensed, uninsured drivers who are currently driving in our communities. It has to be recognized that the people who are living here illegally are unlicensed and uninsured because they have no other option. They have to drive to go to work, to bring their children to school, to do all the other things that all of us do every day when we get in our cars and go places. But they don't have the opportunity to use legal channels to secure the licenses they need. If we offer them the option of getting licenses legally, paying the appropriate fees, passing the tests that they need to pass, obtaining insurance, no doubt many of them will seize that opportunity and they will increase the safety level of our roads and our communities. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And let's see, Laura, Kevin Finney, and Galileo Sandoval. Sandoval.
Good evening. My name is Laura Ersig. I am also a student at Portland State University in the Masters of Social Work program. I'm here today to speak in support of Senate Bill 845. What it boils down to me is safety is a human right, and I believe it is your job to make sure that all Oregonians are as safe as possible. That is what this bill will do. The requirements we give or ask of people in order to obtain a driver's license act as a sort of gatekeeper. You have to be able to abide by these rules. You have to know them. As a biker, I want people to know what the rules are when I'm on the road with them. So in my mind, all this is doing is providing people that right to safety. It affects everyone in the same way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chair Beyer, members of the committee, my name is Kevin Finney. I'm the Public Policy Director for Ecumenical Ministries of Oregon. Thank you for this opportunity to testify and for taking time out of your evenings to hear our testimony tonight. Ecumenical Ministries of Oregon is a statewide association of Christian denominations, community and cooperative ministries, and interfaith partners. Our ministries and services reach all parts of the state, rural and urban alike, and serve people from diverse communities. Our members are committed to an Oregon where all people are treated with respect and our public policies support the well-being of all people living in this state. Consistent with that, we support Senate Bill 845 for two reasons. We believe it enhances public safety, and I believe you've heard many important arguments tonight as to why that's the case. We also believe it strengthens our community's recognition of the fundamental human dignity of each person. We have an opportunity with this bill to send a signal that we're going to be the kind of state that recognizes that each person is a child of God endowed with a fundamental human dignity. It's part of a larger effort towards supporting human rights and human dignity. Let me just close with this thought. In the biblical story of the Exodus, Moses went many times before the Pharaoh, pleading on behalf of his people for their rights and for their freedom. Each time, as part of God's plan, the Pharaoh hardened his heart. All of us in a democracy are involved in making decisions about what kind of rules and laws we will have. My prayer is that those of us in this community will open our hearts to our neighbors who are working alongside us, who are living alongside us, who are raising families alongside us, that we will pass this bill, that we will recognize that it enhances our community and strengthens public safety. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. The last person who I have on the list that has not spoken is Sandoval. Okay. Well, we're at the end of those who signed up to testify. I want to thank all of you for coming here tonight and testifying in a respectful manner and recognizing all sides of this. I will again tell you that if you have comments or if you know people who would like to submit comments to the legislature, you can do so by emailing them or writing us a letter or calling our offices. The information on the contact is outside, I believe, on the table. So, well, thank you very much for that. And with that, I'm going to close the public hearing on Senate Bill 845. Almost right on time. For the record, we are carrying over all the bills that are listed on the agenda till tomorrow's agenda. So thank you, and we'll close the meeting. And thank you all, and have a good evening. Drive safe.